There you go. Scientists, of course, busy, busy boys and girls. Scientists claim that, one of the first words that may have been uttered by modern man is a word that, we hear way too often. Researchers from the University of Amsterdam say this is because of the way in which our prehistoric ancestors vocalized, in other words, how their vocal tract was formed, the shape and mechanics of the mouth and the throat meant that speech was limited to a very basic sound, and so there weren't a whole lot of syllables that could actually be uttered. So what they are saying is one of the first sounds that prehistoric man may have made was...
Don't!
I mean, really? think about that.
Don't!
Yeah, yeah. They're saying that Homer Simpson's doe might have fact have been man's first words.
But you know what?
Yeah.
Doe. Ray. Chase, how do you spell doe?
D apostrophe O H.
Oh, apostrophe.
Yeah.
Well, you see, because I tried to use it in Words with Friends on Scrabble, D O H,
yeah.
And it wouldn't take it.
It's D because it's supposed to, because it's short for the O. But it comes out
doe.
So. That's why it wouldn't take it. Yeah, because I didn't. Yeah, you can't use apostrophes in Scrabble.
Negative.
I thought that little news nugget right there would make you and Clip Howard feel much, much better about yourselves.
Duh. Now you can use that.
Does duh work?
Yeah, duh works.
Yeah, you're playing Words with Friends and Tom keeps using duh. All right. So here you go. The worst passwords of 2011. The worst passwords of 2011. We'll do the final 10, but I found it interesting. There were, let's see, 1, 2, 3. There were 3 people's names that made the top 25. 3 people's names that made the top 25. Can you possibly guess, guys, what any of those 3 might have been? And again, these are all fairly long. They're at least 5 letters.
Steve Jobs.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you're saying Steve or Steve Jobs. Okay. Tom, any thoughts?
For 2011.
Yeah, for 2011, of the worst passwords.
Bieber.
Good guess. That really is. PC Magazine comes up with these. Number 24, possibly an homage to The Office, was Michael.
Uh-huh.
Michael.
Ah.
Michael in at number 24. In at number 17 was Bailey. And in at number 16 was Ashley.
So, uh-huh.
All right. So here you go. Here are your top 10 worst passwords. Number 10, Dragon. Number 9, Trust Null.
Huh?
I don't understand that. The word trust and then N-O-L. Number 8, Let Me In. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Same combination I have on my luggage.
There you go. Number 6 was Monkey. Number 5 was ABC 123.
Homage to the Jackson 5.
That's right. Number 4 was was QWERTY, okay, which, of course, is right there on the top row. Number 3 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Number 2 is...
Oh, that is tougher.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, when you start doing that. Number
That's
two,
tougher than just 1 through 7.
Number 2 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... And again, you know, if you're going to do that, you can make it really simple. Just go 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, just skip a number. Take a number out of there. Number 1 is, the number 1 worst password is password. Again, some people just deserve that. Hello?
Hey, guys, that trust and all is the 1 on me, and that's trust no one.
Oh, I got you. Thank you. Oh. Thank you. Now I got it.
I would have caught that, but I wasn't listening.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Trust no one. I like that. All right, good. Well, the character's the same here, but that's my printer, I suppose. All right, so hey, Tom's Tom's finished his breakfast, his sumptuous breakfast of a bagel. He's there for a good reason, though, not just to have breakfast. He's at Blue Baker.
A really, really good reason, as a matter of fact. First off, I've been visiting with our friend and loyal listener, Rick Starnes, who's a constable, by the way, of Precinct 3. And Rick got himself an angel, and he's going to go out, and he's going to buy a gift for a young boy or girl, and he wants to request all law enforcement folks, fellow law enforcement folks, whether they're other constables, police, from the sheriff's office, from either city to get and participate in this. And what we're talking about this is Christmas Angels for 2011. And we're with our buddies at Blue Baker again this year because they're always so generous to let us in and let us put a Christmas tree up in their lobby and to decorate it. And we've got one here at the Blue Baker location on University Drive, 800 University Drive. It's the restaurant. If there was one restaurant on Restaurant Row here that you would say is directly across the street from the Hilton, it would be this one. So that's where we are. You know where the Blue Baker is. You can come into this location or the one on Dominick Drive. And admire the Christmas tree, but don't admire it long because you need to get to work and pick out a Christmas angel that's on that tree. And each one of those Christmas angels has a name of a child, boy or girl, the age, sort of a wish list that the child said that, you know, this is, if I could really have my wish, this is what I would like to have. And they're not wild, extravagant things. Yeah, sure, there are kids that like bikes. All kids like bikes. But there's other things like clothing or just toys. Just regular toys, things that these kids would have no earthly way to get if it weren't for your help. And what we want you to do is take that Christmas angel, and you can take more than one. You can take as many as you want, as long as you buy a gift for each one of those children and wrap them up and deliver it back to the Blue Baker location. And we ask you to do it by December the 14th so that we can get them all distributed by Christmas so that Christmas morning these children will have a great, great Christmas. Like Benjamin, who is age 4, who would just like a toy truck or some winter clothes. That's all he's looking for. Again, thank you to Rick Starnes for his participation. We've got quite a few signed up here that have signed up earlier. But if you're not coming in this morning or while we're here, anytime that Blue Baker is open, either location, you can do this. And we're going to keep telling you about this. We're going to keep telling you because this is something that will make you feel awfully good. But that's not what it's about as much as making the child's Christmas really, really come true. And remember, online you can go and donate money because we'll take that money. And we've got girls that'll go out, girls and guys that'll go out and spend that money just happily to buy gifts for these kids. So you can go online at My Christmas Angels. That's My Christmas Angels with an S. .com. So please do this with us here at Brian Broadcasting and the good people at Blue Baker.
Don't be confused by the name change. We're in the same location with the same great dentists. We just have a new name. At Aaron's Family Dentistry, formerly Care Plus Dental on Villa Maria, Dr. Jim and Karen Aaron's have been providing excellent care and professional service to the Brazos Valley since 1984. Using state-of-the-art technologies in every procedure, Aaron's Family Dentistry is able to offer the big city benefits of dental care with a small-town feel. Call 268-1407 or visit aarontsdds.com. That's aarontsdds.com.
Why do more families trust UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley? Experience. Since 1978, the board-certified pediatricians of UPA have cared for over 50,000 children. UPA physicians have won the Eagles Reader's Choice Award, been voted Best of the Brazos Valley, and UPA is the only pediatric practice with 3 Texas Monthly Super Doctors on staff. To learn more about UPA, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW, it's 14 minutes till, so Tom mentioned that Rick was over at Blue Baker, and we appreciate him being over there. But reminds me of something I saw over the weekend. A guy driving when he saw the flash of a traffic camera. Wasn't around here. Anyway, he figured that his picture had been taken for exceeding the speed limit, even though he knew that he was not speeding. So just to be sure, he went around the block, past the same spot, driving even more slowly this time. Again, the camera flashed.
But.
Well, now he begins to think, this is pretty funny. So he drives by even slower this time, and again the camera flashes on him. So he tried it a fourth time, same result. He did it a fifth time. Now he's laughing so hard because as he rolls by, I mean, he is going at a snail's pace, and the camera takes his picture. 2 weeks later, he got 5 tickets for driving without a seatbelt.
Oh, my God.
Don't outsmart yourself. Just might do this. All right, now, I don't know what it's for. It's a commercial for a jewelry store, and I saw it over the weekend. Did you see the commercial?
That's not very good marketing if you don't remember what it's for.
This lady climbs up to the very precipice of some rock that's, got to be out by the Devil's Tower in
Utah or whatever.
Yeah, somewhere. I mean, and there's just about enough room for her to stand up, and that's it. I mean, that commercial gives me the willies. Ugh. I mean, and you'll see it, I'm sure, because it's, I think it's just started over the weekend. I'm not a height person. But anyway, what some people will do, a British guy has drug a piano to the top of a mountain.
A piany?
Yeah, not as a joke. 50-year-old Paul Barton finally fulfilled his lifelong dream of playing Beethoven for blind elephants. I don't know.
Yeah. You're just reading it, right?
I am.
All right.
Don't know why it happened. Don't know when that became his reason for being. But nonetheless, went to the top of the mountain. Apparently there's video out there of this. He said, my wife and I have been working with blind elephants for so many years, I thought it would be something they might enjoy. He thought. I mean, it's not like he asked them and they told him.
I was going to say, did he consult with the blind elephants?
Not sure. And again, I may go up and look at the video, and again, I may not. But if you want to, it's probably out there. And maybe it was an electric piano. Somehow I'm thinking a baby grand is just... Or you could get the little tinker toy, a little tink-tink-tink piano. That might work. All right. Here's an app for you. It's rare that you find people that can talk sports as well as you do. So,
well, duh.
There you go. So you tell yourself. The app is PlayUp. You don't want to blast your Facebook or Twitter friends with every play from your favorite team. The PlayUp app may be just what you want. I guess I'll pass this on to Lou so he can tell this to his listeners. Yep, you browse and you lock in the game of your choice and you participate in a free real-time public messaging about the game, whatever that game might be. You can even create your own private hangout to invite your buddies. Can you say loser?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it'd be play up, play up. Got that going for you. All right, in the meantime, passwords again. We've got that, we did that. This is almost like The Simpsons. A forgetful janitor caused a nuclear meltdown in Sweden.
A nuclear?
Nuclear. The Register reports that the cleaning man left a wet vac cleaner behind and inside a radiation containment vessel at a nuclear power plant. When workers at the plant ran a test, the wet vac caught fire. The flames quickly spread, causing a massive blaze. The fire shut down the plant for 7 months.
Well, that'll decrease productivity.
It will. Cost the company $250,000. The nuclear power chief, Paul Gango, said, those items aren't supposed to be left in the containment when testing. It was a human error, and those shouldn't occur at our power plants. No kidding. My thought is, that guy may be working someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Ford has introduced a new study featuring, a new safety feature, rather, featuring next year, a system that will notify drivers when the vehicle detects signs of drowsiness. It's called the Driver Alert System. Small camera mounted behind the rear view mirror will monitor lane markings. If you veer off due to drowsiness, the old warning chime comes on and probably just goes on forever. That means that you should take a break.
Yeah, so, I'm guessing that you know, because after all, if you're driving, and we've all been there, all right, so you're driving, you're getting a little chin heavy there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And but is this really going to help?
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Now, which brings to mind your vehicle. Now, generally, almost all the time, I put on my seatbelt right away. But there are times when I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how does your vehicle remind you, number one, and for how long does it remind you?
My truck doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Really?
Well, it's an 02 model. So
oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
But now my wife's car, it'll just beep at you.
Okay.
It'll just beep and beep and beep. And if you take, and if you... Yeah, you know, I've got a real bad habit of I take that back. The way my truck reminds me is the light doesn't go out.
Oh, but, the but dome light?
No. The little red little
oh, okay, yeah,
little
yeah,
red
okay.
dude on the dashboard
sure,
with
okay.
the seatbelt.
Yeah. Okay.
All that right. doesn't go on. Okay. That doesn't go out. And then but then in my wife's car, the light will not only not go out, then it will start blinking and beeping at you.
Okay.
And if you do, you know, I'm real bad about as I'm about to turn onto our street, I'll go ahead and pop my seatbelt right then.
Uh-huh, okay.
And it will start beeping at me right then,
now,
too.
Does it ever stop?
It will beep about five times and stop, and then a few seconds, about a, like 30 seconds later, it'll beep again.
But I mean, does that cycle ever end? Because
I don't know, because my tolerance for that is about two cycles, and then I have to either buckle up or just jump out of a moving vehicle.
Okay, so on my truck, it does. It stops after probably it does four pings, and it probably does that seven or eight times, and then it stops, and the little light stays on. But on another car, on my wife's car, it gives you a good 2 minutes before it does anything, and it pings about four times and does it twice, and then that's it. And then it just kind of just glares at you.
Little voice should come on and say, you know, obviously you have elected not to buckle your seatbelt. You're on your own.
Yeah. Well, and remember, there used to be, I think in the beginning, they had one where they had a voice that would say, you know, fasten your seatbelt. Hello?
Doesn't it drive you crazy when people pull up the gas station, leave their door open, and that tone just keeps going, oink, oink, oink?
Does that, wow, now I don't know, you know, that doesn't happen to me a lot. Do you hear that, Chase? I don't guess
it happens a whole lot.
Yeah. No. Doesn't annoy me as much as people who finish gassing up and don't pull forward. You know, if they have to go in to pay. Of course, the idea of having to go inside to pay anymore is getting to be pretty old. But nonetheless, you have people who'll just sit there. Or, if you're in a gas line, the people finish gassing up and they get in the car, and it takes them forever. You know, forever.
Forever to
leave.
Oh, to leave?
Just to leave. Well, or if you're waiting on a parking place in a parking lot, I mean, you'll find people who'll do that.
See, but you can't immediately assume that because someone gets in their vehicle in a parking lot that they are going to leave. Especially this time of year, because, you know, you go to a shopatorium and you see a guy walking out there and he's carrying like four bags.
Uh-huh.
And he drops the bags either in the trunk or puts them in the back of the child-eating SUV, whatever he's driving, the minivan. And he goes ahead and hops in the driver's seat. I'll bet you dollars to donuts that he's on a mission, and that is to take those bags out there. And at the same time, he said, I'm done.
That's it. We're out.
And so he's at least going to hang out in the car and just make sure. I'm going to go guard the merchandise, honey. You know, I was listening to TAW just the other day. They were talking about don't leave stuff in plain view.
That's right.
I'm a little concerned.
Want to protect.
We don't want to advertise that all these fine, fine presents that we've bought everyone for the Christmas shopping season could be at risk. I'm going to go play Angry Birds in the car.
I'll man up. That's right. I'll take the bullet. I'll get out there in the car,
and so it's a dangerous assumption to think this guy's obviously leaving. Because I guarantee you, ain't no man out there buying four bags worth of merchandise.
No, probably not. No, that's probably
not
safe
unless,
to say.
Not unless this same shopatorium sells bullets.
Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org.
Christmas for Cowboys with Scott and Travis Catalina.
Catalina Hatters is your headquarters for Christmas shopping.
We've been making the finest quality, custom-made felt hats since 1983, as well as renovating hats worldwide.
All styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, we offer a great selection of hat bands, hat racks, hat accessories, and gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, were the working Cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 25 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
The most exciting store in historic downtown Bryan is the new Texas Rose Boutique, a store within a store next to Catalina Hatters. Hi, this is Joanna. Let us coordinate you with the new trendy designs, jewelry, boots, and all of the accessories that make you a standout in any crowd. Plus, Texas Rose has the seasonal round top collection and gourmet gift ideas. Don't know what to buy? Grab a Texas Rose gift card, perfect for anybody on your gift list. Remember, the store within a store, the all-new Texas Rose Boutique in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Today, we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Oh,
that's going to leave a mark. And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties. They eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver. Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 3 minutes till now. Any number of us, I think, will probably be out there looking around today on the internet, because this is Cyber Monday. And because, as we've talked about, the convenience of being able to just get in there and see what you want and click it and it's done. I understand that. But, as always, shop locally whenever possible. And you know what? You can shop locally online. Lots of local stores have their own websites, so, you know, do that if you don't want to get out. But, you know, early on, there are a lot of people who kind of enjoyed, especially since we have cool weather today. We kind of got that going for us. So if you're in the spirit. But they went and they asked, or they tried to find out, what is it that makes people actually click the buy button? And since we're in full online shopping mode today, to let you know, a new study has revealed online shoppers are more likely to click the buy button if they get a full view of the product. 54% of us say we're more likely to buy if that site offers a 360-degree view of products.
Really?
Yeah.
Hun, I wasn't going to buy the can opener, but dadgummit, I had a 360-degree
view of it.
I could see everything on there. So well, you enjoy it, Hamilton Beach. Merry Christmas, sweet pea.
And if you've been to Zappos, if you've seen their you know, because they sell mostly shoes there, I mean, they'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
Front, back, side, inside, outside. Okay. Bottom. Yeah. Okay. Great.
All well, right, but great. If you think about it, I mean, let's face it. That now, the model has worked for them.
Yeah.
But that was a big risk. We're going to specialize in selling shoes that you don't touch or try on before you buy them.
Well, and we'll pay for shipping, too.
Right.